But I don't vision board anymore because I am a powerful manifester. Mm. And I know that. And I know how to do it without physically putting it on a board. I know how, you have to, you want to know how to do it?
Absolutely.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode of Role Model. You've come to the right place if you want to become a happier, healthier, and more successful human being. Be thankful for what you have, you will end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. Oprah Winfrey. You guessed it. Oprah steps by today, and it's going to be a quick episode today, but a powerful one. I re-listened this. Yeah, it's a video that I found on YouTube. I watched it the third time now because it's just so powerful. Do I still have to introduce Oprah to you guys? Maybe I do. Well, maybe. For the 3.5 people here who don't know who Oprah is, Oprah is an American talk show host, television producer, actress, author, billionaire, and philanthropist. She changed millions and millions of lives, and she might change yours today. Here is Oprah Winfrey.
Hi, ladies.
Is it Jalitha?
Jalisa.
Jalisa,
pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
This is such a surreal moment for me because, Oprah, you're my vision board for 2018.
Really?
And I am here, so I have manifested this moment.
Congratulations.
I have manifested this.
That's great.
So I am here. It is an honor. And, you know, I'm just curious, Oprah, at this stage in your career, and for you all as well, do you even have a vision board? And if so, what type of things are on it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good Oprah. Question.
Do you have one? I don't have one anymore.
Yeah.
No?
I do. I still have things I want to accomplish and things I want to do. I think there's so much more to do. And I think the great thing about life is you have so many chapters.
Yes.
And they got to be all different, too. You got to mix it up.
I want to run a marathon.
You do?
I want to before I
support you in that.
You've done it.
I've done it. I support you in that. Everybody should do one.
One.
Yeah, you should do one.
Let's do it, though. Wrinkle in Time. We'll do a Wrinkle in Time marathon.
You know, but I don't vision board anymore because I am a powerful manifester.
Mm.
And I know that. And I know how to do it without physically putting it on a board. I know how. You have to. You want to know how to do it?
Absolutely.
You have to meet the vibration. You can't be above or below it. It's just what I was talking about, negative energy, positive energy. In order to draw the thing to you that you want to come, you can't want it so much that you fear that you won't get it. Mm. You have to want it. So in order for me to be on your vision board, you must have put it there and then you let it go.
Yes.
And then you weren't thinking about it every day. Because you can't. It doesn't come to you that way. You have to do it and then you have to put it and then you have to meet that vibration. You have to prepare yourself to be there and ready when it shows up. And you were. Jalisa, you were there.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. That's such a word, and it makes me think about, in A Wrinkle in Time, there were so many powerful messages that were very spiritual, very deep, and I just want to touch on them for a second. So the first one, you know, they said, you can fear the answers, but you can't avoid them. And I'm curious, Oprah, throughout your journalism career, have you ever asked the question that it was difficult for you to hear the answer to?
Yeah, I actually have, and I won't tell you who the person was. I got really shut down by someone who said, that's a stupid question. And it would be the person you'd least in the world would expect to say that, which is every journalist's fear, you know, to be in a position where you ask a question. And the person said, well, that's a stupid question. And I refused to let myself be shut down, but I was so taken aback by it. And then I was like, well, was it stupid or was you didn't understand what I was saying? So,
Hold on.
And so, but I didn't let that deter me. I didn't let that deter me at all.
Absolutely. And there's another powerful quote. The wound is the place where the light enters you.
That's so deep.
And I would just love to know, you know, is there a painful moment in you all's life that actually ended up being enlightening?
The reason why that, we were just talking about this before you came in, the reason why that, thank you for bringing it to our attention, the reason why the wound quote is so profound is because once you've been around as long as I have, you know that there is not one single thing
that has ever happened to you or will happen to you that will be wasted. Mm-hmm. If you look at every single crisis, difficulty, challenge, every joy-filled moment that comes into your being, everything is there showing up to make mm-hmm. you more of who you were meant to be. And it's showing there to help. It's showing up there to help you. Nothing ever is wasted.
Mm. A Wrinkle in Time. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
And that was Oprah Winfrey. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you want to watch the entire video, feel free to do that. The link is in the description below. I hope you take action. I hope you remember, if you want that your life gets better, you have to get better. Yes, it's possible even during a pandemic. As she said in those 4 minutes, these bad moments, challenges, crisis, they give us the opportunity to grow, to change, to adapt, to become better human beings. Not a single crisis is ever wasted, like you have never wasted your time. Never. Even in your last relationship, even if it was a bad relationship, like you spend most time fighting about stupid stuff, still, it made you become the human being that you are today. It made you grow. And if you self-reflect, you grow even more. That's why you listen to this podcast. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, come say hi on Instagram, Axel Schura. Become a member of a community. Become part of a community that is positive, that is like-minded, that changes the world for the good. Really important, especially nowadays. We are doing so much on Instagram in the next couple of weeks and months. Free live workouts, Instagram lives, stories about mindset, mental health. Just become part of it. It's 100% free, obviously. We just live in such a beautiful time. We can educate ourselves, feed our minds for free. That's incredible. Before I get too romantic, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, my friends.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then...